You're in a tough spot right now. Can you explain why the sudden increase in these attacks?
Well, I'm mad as hell about them, to be honest with you. We're going to get after this. It reverberates everywhere across the United States. You know, we're willing to sacrifice a lot for this campaign, but we're not willing to be murdered for it.
At a certain point, if these attacks continue, American people are going to say, we've had enough, right? Why are we training these people if they're murdering us?
Well, that may be, in fact. It may be the voice right now that we're hearing. The key point is for us to understand that the vast majority of the Afghans, and you've lived with them, you understand these people, they're with us in this. They understand right now the severity of this problem and the urgency of what's happening. And there have been Afghans who've been killed trying to save our forces. You know, in Iraq, the signature weapon system that we hadn't seen before was the IED. We had to adjust to that. Here, I think the signature attack that we're beginning to see is going to be the insider attack.
Lara, the big question about U.S. troops in Afghanistan is the 2014 departure date. Will this hasten or delay it?
Well, Charlie, he's a commanding general, right? So he's not going to commit himself to anything like that. But you just have to look at the effect that this has had to realize that it can impact on when the troops are coming home. I got a sense even that there was a feeling there was a push for troops to come home even sooner than the end of 2014. But that's a political timetable and a political push more than what is driven by the reality on the battlefield. And I think this is such a severe crisis that General Allen clearly was in crisis mode, doing everything they could to try and bring this under control right now because of the implications, not just for the short-term training mission, but for the long-term status of forces agreement. How are you going to keep Americans there over the long term to train Afghans if this is what will happen to them?